Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Once again, with us this morning is Max Greiner. And Max, good to have you here again. Max, why does an artist have a radio show?
Well, that's a great question because you can't see art on the radio. So you can just visualize some really good-looking art.
You've got to have a good imagination to watch this or listen to this show.
But actually, we're doing a radio show because we have a great story to tell. God gave us a story, and the Bible says the shout from the rooftop. And this was a way, Roy, you had been after me for a long time to try
5 years.
5 years, yeah, to do a radio show. And then suddenly God brought all the pieces together, and we've got this incredible story that's happening, and it's happening live in Kerrville, Texas. And we just want to let the world know how great our God is, Roy, and so that's why we're doing a radio show.
Well, you know, every week we have a miracle of the week, and I look forward to hearing about that because it's always something special and something different. And this week is no exception, Max, so share the miracle of the week if you don't mind.
Okay, well, I'm not out at the garden lots of hours. I do a lot of the architecture stuff and do a lot of things, but when I go out there, I get stuck for hours, as Sherry would say. If I plan to go 10 minutes, it'll be 3 or 4 hours later that I come back. But I happened to go up here last week to put the new prayer bench plaques up, mm-hmm. for the first ones that we're doing. And I saw a man and a wife, and they were in their 50s, late or maybe mid-50s. And I was just trying to do my thing and get my deal done and let God do what he wanted with them. And finally the Lord said, go over to them and ask them how they're doing. And I just walked over to these strangers, and I said, how y'all doing? And they started to cry. And I said, and they said, our son, 25-year-old son, just died. And I said, just died? And they said, yes, he just died 2 days ago. And I said, well, I'm so sorry. And I asked him what happened. And he had been a drug addict, and he had overdosed. And they were, I believe they were Episcopalians or Presbyterians. I'm not sure which it was. And I said, well, let me pray for you. I said, did he know the Lord? He said, they said, yes, he came up to this cross, and he discovered the cross, and that he was, they felt like he prayed the prayers and was born again. So this is where they came to, and I was able to pray for that couple and comfort them and let them know that because their son trusted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, he's up in heaven, and he is healed now. And that's, you know, that's kind of a poignant story. We love to tell the miraculous, fun miracles, but God's touching a lot of people that are wounded deeply and really hurt. And that's a place where thousands and thousands of people are coming to God, and he's healing their wounds.
You know, I think about this, and I hope anybody that's listening that's one of our volunteers at the Cross will be listening and understand that when they put those hours in, and all the work that you and Sherry have put in, and all the other volunteers that have worked so hard and put money in and time, that when you hear a story like this, it's what makes it worthwhile, because this is what it's all about. We were able to, because of the cross and all the effort of everybody that's put right. in, we were able to save one person. And right. if we saved one person and right. kept them from going to hell, it was worth it. And so, you know, think of all the other thousands that are coming, but you've got a story on one person, and that's incredible.
Right.
That you were able to be at the right place and hear that story.
When God gave Sherry and I the vision, you know, I thought it was all about evangelism, and it is. I mean, we're bringing people to the Lord, mm-hmm. but I didn't realize how many hurt and wounded people would be coming to that giant cross. And so it's not only where you can get saved, but it's where you can also get healing from your Heavenly Father, and that's what it's about.
Well, we got a very special guest, someone is special to you and me.
You bet.
And to the whole organization that's with us today.
You bet.
Why don't you introduce her?
Okay, we have another really incredible lady, Luweta Roschke.
And she's very talented, I might add.
She's talented. She's beautiful. She's everything.
I forgot
she's smart.
Right.
Yeah, she's, you know, and all that's my wife, too, by the way, I'm describing over there. Except Luweta can also is musically gifted and is a great teacher, preacher, and evangelist. But I wanted her to share, you know, we just did our dedication on September 13th, 2015. And Luweta was a big part of that, and it was because of the gifts that were in her and the skills and the wisdom that this all came together, and it couldn't have been done without her. And matter of fact, when we were all planning to get the garden or the sculpture, last sculpture in the garden, knew we were going to do a dedication, suddenly she shows up and says God spoke to her on the way back from Dallas and said we're supposed to pray for America and pray for Israel. And it was at the same time that it was going to work for the sculpture coming in. And I saw that as two sides of the same coin. God wanted to dedicate his garden that we've been working on for 14 years. But he also wanted us to pray for America and for Israel. And he brought Luweta to give that word to the board. And we all heard God in it. And because of that, we had just an incredible service. So, Luweta, why don't you tell us from your perspective, what was the day like and what happened?
Well, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, that scripture that talks about if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. You know, that whole story there is about the dedication of the temple. Solomon,
right. That's what it was
prayed. He was dedicating that temple, that holy place to the Lord where they would meet with God. And then at the end, he says, if my people, which are called by my name, will repent and pray and humble themselves and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. So it was just kind of a natural flow of things for us to dedicate the sculpture prayer garden and then have prayer for America and Israel. And God showed up. It was absolutely amazing. And by the way, I just want to say I'm so humbled and I'm so honored to be a part of the Coming King Foundation, and that it's just a blessing to me, an incredible blessing to be a part. And for anyone that goes up there and volunteers, it's awesome. But we had thousands of people come. There, it was all denominations, non-denominations, all denominations, people that just came from everywhere because they wanted to see what God had done. And we celebrated the faithfulness of our God is what we did. Because you and Sherry had this vision 14 years prior and fought demons and all kinds of battles, lawsuits and anything imaginable. And the day came when the very last component of the original vision, which was the Coming King sculpture, was placed, and then we got to celebrate that. And let me tell you, it was magnificent. And if anyone has not seen that Coming King sculpture, it is beautiful. When they pulled that up there on that trailer and I walked on the property and it was still on the trailer and I looked at that, and Max is trying to have an intelligent conversation with me, Roy, about the details of what we're doing. And I'm just totally tuning. My tears are rolling down my face because there was such an anointing. And it's a powerful symbol, a visual symbol of what I believe is going to happen soon. Jesus is coming.
Revelation 19:11. Jesus is coming back soon. On the white horse.
Yeah. And we got to sing that song, my team and I. We got to sing, "We Will Ride." He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse.
Once we have her here, we need to also share about the music, because the music was very powerful. We had a lot of great people singing up there, and a lot of people participated, and I think the music really started kicking in later on in the evening, because I was part of that experience, and man, it just lasted, and it just kept getting more powerful and more powerful, and I didn't want to leave.
Well, we started with the Church of Christ, so we actually started with the choir of the Church of Christ.
We did.
And then
Zion Lutheran,
and
my praise team.
Louetta brought it right on in until they ended with kind of rock and roll, but but we started pretty gentle for everybody so we wouldn't scare away all the Presbyterians and and the Lutherans and, you know, everybody else.
Well, what was cool is, though, even at 10:15 at night, we were worshiping. We were leading worship at that point, and we had people still there, and they did not want to stop.
No,
the presence of God was so powerful.
I finally left because I I got to get up in the morning. But I said, well, I'm only going to stay till about 7:30. Yeah, Next thing you know, it's 8:30, and it's 9 o'clock. Well, anyway, go ahead.
Can I share one of the favorite things, though, that happened? Was that I was able to baptize two little boys. They were brothers. One was 10, and one was 12. I've known them their entire lives. We were baptizing people. I mean, we had everything. People getting saved, getting filled with the Holy Spirit, baptizing the Holy Spirit, people being healed, people celebrating God, everything.
But we had water baptisms,
water
too.
Water baptisms. So I got to baptize those two little boys, and then the 12-year-old, he said, I want to get filled with the Holy Spirit. And so we went inside the cross, and he got filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It was so precious.
Well, it was an experience. Now, I have a question. Why pray for USA and Israel? Why play for our country?
Well, you know, that was one thing that when I talked with Max and the board, that the Lord had laid on my heart, that it's a critical time in our history. It doesn't take a scholar to realize that America needs prayer desperately. And so I was able to share a message about that. The Lord gave me to preach a message, and then we prayed. We need to repent as a nation for our sins and cry out to God for mercy and grace, because he says that he will hear an answer.
Loretta, can prayer actually change things?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can testify for hours upon hours, just my personal experience. Then you add all the other testimonies I've heard. And just reading the Bible, God definitely answers prayer. And the great thing is, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still a God of miracles, a God of power, and he's a God of mercy. It's because of mercy that you and I are sitting here today. And that's what we were crying out for. And I would encourage everybody listening to pray for the United States of America and for Israel.
Speaking of that, why don't we do that right now? Loretta, why don't you pray for our country right now?
Father, we come in the precious name of Jesus. And Lord, we come right now in behalf of the United States of America. Lord, we cry out to you for your mercy. Father God, we cry out for a course correction. That, Father, we would be turned around, that, Father God, that you would give us, Lord, leaders that serve you and follow the word of God, that our nation would once again be one nation under God, Lord, and that we would trust in you, that in God we trust is truly the United States of America. That's what we do. Father, I pray in our upcoming elections that you would give us godly leaders, Lord, that will stand on the word of God and lead this country back to you upon the precepts and the principles, Father God, that you have put forth, and that, Father God, leaders that will stand with Israel. Father, we just pray right now that there'd begin to be an outpouring of your Spirit across the United States of America, that there'd be many salvations, Father God. We pray for the sick to be healed. We pray for your miracles, God. We pray that you would be lifted up. And Father, I pray for the body of Christ, that we would arise and shine, that we would be salt and that we would be light, that Father, we would put in the sickle and reap, and that we would lift up Jesus and all men will be drawn unto you. And we thank you for this, Father, in your precious name.
Thank you, Loretta.
Amen.
Max, Any closing comments here?
Well, you know, one thing that I've learned as I've got older is that prayer really works. Our daughter, when she was little one time, she's now a grown lady, but she said, "Daddy, why do you pray so much?" And I said, "Honey, it's because prayer works. That's why your daddy prays." And so God is expecting his children to speak his will into existence. And he'll put on our hearts what it is that we need, others need, our country needs, but then he needs somebody to pray it. And that's the system he set up. I mean, it's, you know, he's the one that did it. So literally, he gives us the privilege of speaking his will into existence. So pray, speak, and know that God is hearing your prayer. And, you know, every single prayer that's uttered, he hears it. And angels are dispatched. And so that's how things happen. That's how mountains are moved. That's how miracles happen. That's how natural things happen. God's got the whole thing, but he uses his kids to bring his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And that's why we got to be very careful about any evil we speak, anything negative we speak, because that puts curses into the air.
Loretta, anything? Closing comments?
You know, all throughout the Word, you see people's lives that were changed when they repented. You see nations turned around because someone stood in the gap. And then Ezekiel, it says, "I sought for a man to stand in the gap, to make up a wall, and I found none." And I believe that the Holy Spirit is going throughout this earth, and he's raising up the people that will stand in the gap and make a wall for the United States of America in prayer.
Max, people are listening right now. They may want to know how to get to the cross and know the website. What is that?
Okay, well, the website is just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. And we also have the www.thecrossatkerrville.org. And that's the easiest way to get the most information, the pictures, the audio, the video.
And how do they find us? Where is it at?
Okay, well, if you want to come in person, just drive down Interstate 10 and stop in Kerrville, Texas, about an hour northwest San Antonio.
All right.
And it's all free, and we're open 7 to midnight.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Thanks again for tuning in, and I have some really good quotes again this week, as always. The first quote I have is from a tour guide chaplain from the Cross. His name is Bob Glover, and here's what Bob says. "I know several folks have said this in other ways, but I need to say so anyway, because it is so important. I honestly cannot remember a time at the Cross when people wanted to know more about how did this all happen, nor a time when so many expressed to me how blessed they were to be there, to experience the day's events. Yes, definitely, but even more so, overwhelmingly experience the presence of the Lord up on his mountain. It was wonderful to be able to tell so many folks about how the Lord brought the Cross to the garden to be, and about what he continues to do there. As I know it was for everyone who was able to participate. The time on the mountain was all God's time. We were allowed to feel his Holy Spirit's hand on it in a most special way. There were salvations, there were healings, there were baptisms, both water and Holy Spirit ones, and there was such a huge blessing and being able to lift people to Jesus, continuing to thank him for the privilege." And this was Bob Glover. And Barbara Sullivan is also another Coming King tour guide chaplain, and this is what she has to say. "Sunday was beyond wonderful for me. I was at the garden from 2:30 to 8:30 p.m. and really didn't want to leave. All I can say is that I was so blessed to be part of the day, and I appreciated so much, too, being part of the celebration that was being experienced by the Jewish people on his day, Rosh Hashanah." And I think I've got many more for you, but you'll have to come back next week to hear those. Bye, and thank you.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.